But everyone one sankhara. Why in one place denial and one place denial? You're not free. Even though you want sunshine, there's no sunshine. So I will feel free. It brings sunshine. But that is not happening. There is superior arrangement. So, to accept the superior arrangement, that is real business. Not to declare free freedom also. That is not possible. If I say I am free from the law-abiding process, law given by government, I am free from the law of the government, that is not possible. If you become outlaw, then you'll be arrested and put into jail. So this is the use of declaring that I am free from the government law. There is no freedom. Whatever little freedom is given to us, if you utilize it properly, that is very nice. If we unnecessarily declare that I am free from any obligation, that is madness. That is the mistake of the modern man, that especially in the Western country, unnecessarily they are declaring freedom in so many ways. Unnecessary. He is not free, but he is declaring. That is describing Chaitanya Charitamrita or some other, Prem Vibhakti. Yes, there is a book, Prem Vibhakti. Pisachi paile janam abhichanna hai, maya grasta jive chai dasa upaya. Freedom is declared by persons who are completely under the clutches of Maya. He declares freedom. And he is so much haunted by the ghost Maya that he thinks his bondage is freedom. It's like a drug addicted person or drunkard. He's thinking I'm free. He lies down on his foot sometimes in madness. Who can pervade me? You have seen madman lying on his foot? I've seen it. All traffic stopped. So this kind of freedom has no meaning. It is involving oneself with the strict law of Maya. There is no pain. And just like a child, if he becomes free from the parents, it is not good. It is dangerous. His life is at risk. If the child, without the help of the parents, go on the street, is that freedom is nice? That kind of. Therefore, Krishna says that whatever little freedom you have got, just surrender that freedom to me. Sarvadharvantra Tajamami. You can come forward.
This is service professors of theology and economics.
Thank you. I was talking with this boy about freedom. And so I say that there is no freedom for us. We are all independent. So what is your opinion? Thank you. Take Bhagavad Gita. Find out this verse, Pragitakiramanani Gunaikarmani Sat. You can read very distinctly. You do? Or you do? Prakita-sthiramanani, gunai-karmani, sarvasa, ahankara-vimura-atma, kattaham, iti-mannati.
Manani, Gunakamani Sarvasa, Ahankara Vimudhatma, Kartaham Ichimanyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature.
Support.
Two persons, one in Krishna consciousness and the other in material consciousness, working on the same level, may appear to be working on the same platform, but there is a wide gulf of difference in their respective positions. The person in material consciousness is convinced by false ego that he is the doer of everything. He does not know that the mechanism of the body is produced by material nature, which works under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. The materialistic person has no knowledge that ultimately he is under the control of Krishna. The person in false ego takes all credit for doing everything independently, and that is the symptom of his nation. He does not know that this gross and subtle body is the creation of material nature under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and as such his bodily and mental activities should be engaged in the service of Krishna and Krishna consciousness. The ignorant man forgets that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Rishi Kesha, or the master of the senses of the material body. For, due to his long misuse of the senses and sense gratification, he is factually bewildered by the false ego, which makes him forget his eternal relationship with Krishna.
This is false ego to think of oneself as free. You are a professor of economics? I think I may remember there is economist Professor Marshall. Marshall's economics.
Marshall.
Huh? Marshall.
Yes.
You know him? I think he gives definition of economic impetus, family affection. I was a student of economics in my student life, Scottish Church College. So we had to read this Master of Economics, I think. That definition, what is the economic impetus? Why people want to earn money? So the reason he gave due to some family affection. Am I right?
I couldn't get the last part.
Huh?
I couldn't family
affection.
The last part.
Family affection.
Family affection is the impetus for economic
development.
Yes.
So he's dependent on the family affection. Then economy impetus war. And I think he has given another proposition that if man can easily leave, then he will not work. That is the nature of man. Therefore, rich man's son, he doesn't work because he has father's money. He can spend. In America, the boys are rich man's son. There are so many boys are not working. They have got easy income and they are not working. And because there is no proper work, they are becoming hippies. They are manufacturing independently. Idle brain is a devil's work. This human psychology is the same everywhere. In India, many rich men's sons, until he has spoiled his father's whole money, he is restless. And when he turned to a beggar, then he says, I've seen him. The spoiling father's money, like any. And the same man, when his brother in the street, he preaches. I shall quote one statement of a very big man, politician, Mr. C.R. Das. So he died in 1925. He was about our father's age. So he was earning in those days 50,000 rupees per month. 50,000, our rupee or dollar is same. Although exchange value is different, but he, locally, the purchasing capacity is the same. So, he and his wife were sitting on the corridor, and the wife was talking that why you are so morose, always you are having like anything, you have a respect as political leader, everyone likes you, you have no want, why you are sorry? How you can become happy? What is your program? So on the street one mendicant was going on. He said, I want to become like that mendicant, then I will be happy. And at last he became like that. So, sometimes one who is possessing more than required, he wants to become a better. So, I repeatedly say this to American boy, that by the grace of God, he are very much opulent material. If you don't take to Krishna consciousness, then you will have to become bigger again. Because we know these two things, sometimes bigger, sometimes rich, sometimes bigger. Do not know third way. Renouncing and possessing. But both these two things are wrong. Because you haven't got anything. So what you can renounce? Just like this morning, I came here, and they have given me this room to stay. And if I say, next morning, I renounce this, the question will be, when you possess this room, that you are renouncing. And if I say, I possess it, and that is also wrong. Because somebody has given me this apartment to live for some time. So where I possess and how I renounce. But we know these two things only. Sometimes we possess. Economic development means to possess. And to become hippie means to renounce. We know these two things. But we cannot possess, we cannot renounce. That is real law. What do you think?
I'm just enjoying listening.
No, you must give your opinion. You are glad to call him. Our philosophy is that we cannot possess, cannot renounce. So what do you think about it?
I'm not quite sure what that means.
That's right. This table belongs to somebody else. How can I possess it? And if the table belongs to somebody else, how can I renounce it? renouncing beings, if I possess something. But if you have nothing to possess, why is the question of renouncing? And if the thing belongs to somebody else, how can he possess it? This is my problem. He cannot possess other things. And then he'll be thief. If I possess others' possession, then I'm thief. And if I renounce, then I'm false to also. But he did not possess anything. So where is the question of possession and renouncing comes? But the whole world is struggling. Some group is struggling for possession, which is called economic development. And some group is trying to renounce. Just like this man said, without any labor, he possesses father's immense property. He wants to renounce. And the poor man is trying to possess. These two classes of men are working. One is trying to possess, and the other is trying to renounce. There is no other third group.
What about those who are just possessing enough to maintain their bodies?
Yes. Bodies maintained by the birds and bees, the worms and ants, they are also maintaining bodies, but they do not possess them. So therefore, natural law is that without possession, who can maintain it?
You have to possess the food and shelter.
No, no. The food is supplied. Who is supplying food if there is a hole in your room?
You go get it.
And so many thousands of ants are coming home. Who is supplying food? Are you supplying? So here is a hole. There are ants. You must be giving some food. Because that is your duty, according to Vedic religion. But who is doing that? But he is quite healthy. There are so many fishes in the water. Many millions. Who is giving food there? There are many elephants in African jungles. They eat at a time 40 kilos. So he is suffering food. This is not the problem. If the bird, bees, animals, fishes, aquatics, and cats, dogs, everyone can get food, what you have done, that you will not get your food. You are human being. This is the right conclusion. That if food is supplied to the elephants and to the ants by some superior arrangement, what I have done, that I will not get my food. Tasyaiva hi ita prajate ita kovida. Find out this verse. Tasyaiva. It is not in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad.
Krishna?
Yes. Tasyaiva hi ita prajate ita kovida. Nalabhate jad bhamatam parajala. Talabhate dukha vadannata sukham. Kalena sarvastra bhavira dhamhasa. tasya eva hetu These are our Krishna books to convince the people, scholars, philosophers, scientists, economists. We have written 50 books like that.
Persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end, which is not attainable even by wandering from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planet, Patala. As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time, just as in course of time we obtain miseries, even though we do not desire them.
Papa.
Every man, everywhere, is trying to obtain the greatest amount of sense enjoyment by various endeavors. Some of them are busy, engaged in trade, industry, economic development, political supremacy, etc. And some of them are engaged in fruitive work to become happy in the next life by attaining higher planets. It is said that in the moon the inhabitants are fit for greater sense enjoyment by drinking soma das, and the fit for loka is obtained by good charitable work. So there are various programs for sense enjoyment, either during this life or in the life after death. Some are trying to reach the moon of other planets by some mechanical arrangement, but they are very anxious to get into such planets without doing good work. But it is not to happen. By the law of the Supreme, different places are meant for different grades of living beings, according to the work they might have performed. By good work only, as prescribed in the scriptures, one can obtain birth in a good family, opulence, good education, and good bodily features. We see also that even in this life one obtains a good education or money or bodily beauty. Similarly, in our next birth we get such desirable position only by good work. Otherwise it would not so happen that two persons born in the same place at the same time are seen differently placed according to previous work. But all such material positions are not permanent. The positions in the topmost Brahma Loka and in the lowest Patala are also changeable according to our work. The philosophically inclined person must not be tempted by such changeable positions. He should try to get into the permanent life of bliss and knowledge where he will not be forced to come back again to the miserable material world, either in this or that planet. Misery and mixed happiness are two features of material life, and they are obtained in Vamaloka and in other lokas also. They are obtained in the life of the demigod and also in the life of the dogs and hawks. The miseries and mixed happiness of all living beings are only of different degree and quality. But no one is free from the miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease. Similarly, everyone has his death and happiness also. No one can get more or less of these things simply by personal endeavors. Even if they are obtained, they can be lost again. One should not, therefore, waste time with these flimsy things, but one should only endeavor to go back to Godhead. That should be the mission of everyone's life.
So this is our mission we have proposed. The thing is all right.
Do I think it's all right? For a point of view.
what we are doing, that we are teaching people that don't bother about your economic condition of life. It will come automatically what you are destined to obtain. You better utilize your energy how to get out of this condition of life, birth, death, old age. This is our philosophy, your preaching.
So would that be room for both?
Both means?
Or the two?
Both economic development and spiritual advancement.
Yeah. Then, actually, there is no need of economic development, but if you think it is required, you can do that. But don't forget your real business. Carry on. We don't condemn, but economic development, just like in America, when I did not come here, of course I know that everywhere, everything is there. But I thought that America is very rich, there is no poverty, there is no crime, because there is. But when I came here, I saw everything is there. As in India, there is crime, there is poverty, everything is there. At least they are voluntarily accepting poverty. There's a hippie. Most of them are coming from this family, his father. But he has volunteered to lie down on the street. Why? Why he doesn't care for economic development? Huh? Whatever it may be, but that he see in India, on account of poverty, many men are lying on the footpath. And here also in Europe, America, you see, although he's coming from rich family, government is rich, government is endeavoring to take them back to a nice place, they will not go. So, these three classes are meant, rich, middle class, and poor, everywhere. Either it is rich country or poor country. Then you have to accept by nature, it is so arranged that these three classes of men will exist. Then the question is, what is the benefit of economic development? If these three classes of men will exist anywhere, so where is the use of economic development? Even one is placed in developed economic condition, rich family, he is accepting powers voluntarily. And there is a big part in our startup where we have been there.
I've heard of it. It's
yeah. Thousands of hippies are lying down. And London has seen in St. James Park, because I go for money. And the police is kicking, help, get up, get up. And government has engaged man. Why you are living like this? Come here. If you have no home, we are giving home. You don't care. Therefore, the Shastra says that simply try to make man Krishna conscious. That is required. Tasyaiva hito prajate hita kovida. In other life, either high-grade life, low-grade life, there was no chance of becoming Krishna conscious. But the human life, there is chance. Krishna consciousness means anything to speak Krishna, God. So that is, there is the chance. So, the Shastra says, instead of endeavoring for other things, better you try to become Krishna conscious. That will solve all the problems.
If you see that their father
does
not become happy by the riches.
Yes, they have got some reason, certainly. So they refuse to adopt the way of life of the father or grandfather. So they must have some reason. But on the total, we can see that these three classes of men, one in great prosperity, one by media, and one in one. These three classes are men there, ready, or rather.
Familiar with Yogananda Sampradaya Prabhupada, the preface of recruiting wealthy people to patrons, people who are sincerely interested in becoming spiritual pursuit. Yes, if you were familiar with another yoga society founded by one Swami called Yogananda, he called it the Self-Realization Fellowship. And they have a practice to recruit wealthy men as their members. Simply ask if you knew of that.
Do you think this hinders with their development?
No. Spirit's role is the same thing as having wealthy man or poor man. The spirit's role is not defined. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini Suniketa Sapaketa Pandita Samadasa. He, Yogananda, thinks like that only rich man is able to practice yoga. That is wrong. A poor man can also practice yoga. Because yoga means connecting, linking up with the Supreme. So, as spirit souls, everyone is fit to connect himself with the Supreme. That is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Sabai punsan paro dharma jato bhakti vadhukas. That is first-class self-realization when one tries to connect himself with the Supreme. And the Supreme can be connected by anyone. That is also stated in Bhagavad Gita. Māni pātta vipā sityo jīti su pāpa yuna. According to Vedic philosophy, one becomes poor on account of his sinful activities. So, Papajani, so although he has taken birth in a degraded family or poor family, spiritually he is pure. Simply, one has to revive his spiritual consciousness, and that cannot be checked by any material condition. Ohoikati apratihata. Spiritual self-realization cannot be checked by any material condition. So, why? Rather, opulent condition is not favorable for practicing yoga. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Hovai sadya prasaktana prayaho hita chetasa. Those who are too much attached to material enjoyment, they cannot practice yoga.
The reason why I ask is because other spiritual masters such as Jesus and the Buddha have required first that people give all of their possessions to the poor rather than give them to a community fund, such as the self-realization fellowship.
Yes. That is right. Because after all, why to be poor? We say, I do not know whether Jesus Christ is Lord Buddha says. But generally people are inclined to give to the poor. They probably have got some money, I go, give us some contribution for spending for Krishna consciousness. He will not like very much. And if I go, I ask some money that I am going to open some hospital for the poor suffering humanity, he will give me. It is not a general tendency. If I say, money is man, please give me some money, I will spend it for Krishna. He will not give. But if I approach him that I am going to open a charitable institution for the poor, he will. So, if Jesus Christ and Lord Buddha are said like that, just to try to this man, this man, this purpose, but he will not be inclined to pay for Krishna, he will be inclined for the poor. The real purpose is to make him disposes. Unless he is penniless, he will not take to God. So the real purpose is to make him disposes. But he will not be inclined to pay his money for God. So let him pray to the poor. Yes. Otherwise, if anyone has got money, he should return it to God, because it is God's money. Isha vatsa nidam sattvam jatkinti charaktyan jagat. Find out this Isha Upanishad. Everything belongs to God. That I was speaking, that we don't possess anything. This big ocean, is it our property? But we are claiming this portion of Pacific is mine. How it became yours? Did your father manufacture it? But we are claiming portion. This is mine. This is American portion. This is Japanese portion. This is that portion. You do not possess it, it falsely claims this is our condition. Actually, it is the position of God. God has created this land, this ocean, this sky, the air, the fire. You are not this. You have claimed. We are claiming this space is ours. We cannot fly your plane on this space. Do they not do? Very good. But how this space came to your police? You have not created it. This is misunderstanding. I do not possess it, still I claim it is my property. And there is fight. You are claiming something, your property. I am claiming something as my property, but none of them belongs to you or to me.
In America, there's a great deal of material development, but very little spiritual.
That's what we are giving you the Krishna consciousness. That material development is very good, provided it is added to spiritual consciousness. Zero is very good when it is added with one. Otherwise, thousands of zeros together is still zero. But if there is one, then it increases value. If you have God, 10 zeros, so together 10 zeros is zero. But if you add one, that 10 zeros means some millions?
No, billion.
Billion. The zero is there, and one is there. You add together, then value will increase. Otherwise, you earn zero. And because so much material opulence is zero, therefore the hippies are disappointed. It is zero. But they do the zero.
Our parents in America teach us that we ought to be doing good things for other people. Should we be engaged for our fellow people?
But that you do not know how to do good to the people. That's why a diseased man, the doctor has ordered that he should starve. But if you go in the hospital and you take sympathy with the starving person, oh, you are starving for the last 3 days. If you give him some food without the permission of the physician, then you will be punished. So he may think that, oh, here is a starving man. I must give him some food. But you are liable to be punished. So, first of all, learn how to do good to others. So that is described here. The Saiva Veta Prajati is the Kovi. To bring into the knowledge of self-realization. That is, if you can distribute knowledge to bring in back to his consciousness, original consciousness, that is your welfare. Otherwise, if you manufacture something, that this man is starving, let me give you some food. It may be wrongly done, and you are liable to be punished. So first of all, you must love what is actually good to the human society. Then if you do that, that is good. In ignorance, if you do it, then he may be liable to be punished. besides that, your thought is imperfect. Just like you try to give food to some living being, but other living beings you send to the slaughterhouse. You do not consider. You put your philosophy that the animal has no soul. Then that matter. But that is not the fact. The animals also have got soul, and the human being, he has got also soul. The ant has got also soul. Everyone has got, every living being has got soul. Why you are inclined to do good to the human society? What is the reason? Turn down to the animals.
Because we see ourselves in other humans.
Hmm?
We see ourselves in other humans. We see ourselves in other humans.
Hey.
Identify.
Huh?
Identification.
Hmm. Identification. So, that identification is there in the animal life also. The animal, dog also tries to protect his cat. So, that sense is not sufficient to be human. That sense is visible among the lower animals. In Kanpur, I was sitting within the room, and one monkey came outside the window, and she had a child, but somehow the plane, that child helped her into my room through the railings, and the mother remained outside. The mother became mad how to get the child. Then I pushed the child out of the room, and she immediately embraced her. The affection is there. You'll find everywhere. And birds, bees, animals, wild animals, big animals, the same affection. Strike one crow, then thousands of crows will gather. Taw, ha, ha. You have seen? In India it is very. And they will bite it. If you have done any harm to any crow, all the crows will come.
Were some of the animal victims who survived through the destruction of other animals?
Yes. You are also destroying so many cows daily. Although you are human being. Do you consider that why these cows should be slaughtered? They are also living beings. So what about the animals? If man can slaughter so many animals daily, that if a tiger kills another one animal, what is wrong there? That is the distinction between man and animal. Everyone has to eat somebody. And nature's law is one living being is eating another living. Jiva jiva sa jivan. So, if the snake is eating the frog is eating another small animal or some flies, and the snake is eaten by the mongoose, and the mongoose is eaten by somebody else, by cat or by dog. So this is the law of nature. Therefore, a human being is suggested that you should take Krishna Prasad. Eating is required, but you don't eat like the lower animals. You take Krishna Prasad. In the Bhagavad Gita, as he said, Patram Pustram Phalam Toyam Jumi Bhakta Pijachit. Anyone who is offering me a devotion and love, leaves, vegetables, fruits, flowers, hay, that I say. So we take Krishna Prasad, the remnants of Krishna left by Krishna. So that is our Krishna. We take Krishna Prasad. Although there is also many not killing, because if I take this flower from the tree is not killed. If I take grains from the paddy, what is called? Yes. So, it dies before all the food grain plants. And the food grains are ripened, they dry. So it is not required to kill the plant. When he is already dead, you can take the food grains. When you take milk, the cow is not killed. The milk is nothing but transformation of the blood. So you are taking milk means blood. The blood is in red color and milk is in white color. But it is blood. Unless it is blood, how so much liquid comes from the body? So, we take the same blood in a very intelligible way so that time cow may leave, he can continue to give me more and more and I take more benefit from the wonderful food milk. This is intelligence. And because cow blood is very beneficial for health, if I kill the cow, that is not very good intelligence. In our new Vrindavan, the cows are giving more milk than others because they know we shall not kill them. They are happy. We get from Bhagavatam, find out this verse, the first chanter, I think. Kamam babarsha pajanya. Kamam babarsha pajanya. Sarva kamam dulamahi. Find this verse.
Varsaparjanya sarvakama dukamahi ishchu smala pajangava haya sod asvatir muda. During the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira, all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man and material. Due to its fatty and cheerful attitude, the cow used to waste the grazing ground with milk.
Just hear this.
Close?
No. Open this glasses. The ventilation may come. Ah. So? Yes, I read the translation.
During the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion.
Dukkha's fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk.
Yes. Because the cows are very cheerful, the milk was dropping from the milk bag, so that the grazing ground became muddy. It was muddy not with water, but with milk. So how much milk was being delivered by the cows? Because the reason is, why? They remain cheerful. What is that? Second line?
Due to his fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude.
Cheerful attitude. He, cows know. They have got intelligence. That we will be killed. Therefore they are not supplying medicine to him. They cannot. Just like if your mind is full of anxiety, you cannot walk fully. So, because they have denied this cheerfulness, you are getting less milk. If you keep them cheerful, they will give more milk. This is nature's economic development. Artificially, you cannot increase the production of milk. But, according to the instruction of scripture, if you keep them cheerful without any fear, they will deliver double milk. So therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is recommended that cows should be protected in the human society. If you want to eat meat, you can kill insignificant, a small animal, but don't kill cows. There are other animals, hogs, pigs, goats, lambs, or birds, so many things. If you are at all interested in meat eating, but don't kill cows. Find out this verse from Bhagavad Gita. Kṛṣī gūraksāvāni caṁ vaiṣṭhadhanma salāva. Those who are vaiṣṭhas, economic development, vaiṣṭha means economic development, they should produce ample food grains and give protection to the cows. Because our Krishna's life, his foster father was a Vaishya. So he is keeping so many hundred thousands of cows. And Krishna was entrusted to take charge of the cows, Krishna Balaram. So although they were very rich, father's son, still they are taking the cows in the forest for tending. Entirely. Still, we have seen in Mayapur, the small children, they are taking care very nicely. Because, after all, it is animal. The small child has got a stick, and he has been trained up how to allow them to get. According to Bhagavad Gita, and that is very nice, that economic development means you produce more food grains and more milk than it is solvable. There is no scarcity of food or happiness. Our this Christian society, young boys and girls, they prepare so many nice things from milk. It is nutritious, very palatable, healthy everything. And we take food grains, fruits, milk to come. Yes. That is very easily available. You can get enough fruits to cultivate trees and plants. That is recommended by Bhagavad Gita. Pastram Pushpam Phalam Pura. Jumi Bhakta Pura. What I have given per part of that verse?
Krishna Gaurav, sir.
No. Kamang Bhagavad Pujanya.
Oh, yes. Third point.
The basic principle of economic development is centered about land and cows. The necessity of human society are food grains, fruits, milk, minerals, clothing, wood, etc. One requires all these items to fulfill the material needs of the body. Certainly one does not require flesh and fish or iron tools and machinery. During the regime of Maharaj Yudhisthira, all over the world there were regulated rainfalls. Rainfalls are not in the control of human beings. The heavenly King Indradeva is the controller of rains, and he is the servant of the Lord. When the Lord is obeyed by the king and the people under the king's administration, there are regulated rains from the horizon. And these rains are the cause of all varieties of production on the land. Regulated rains not only help ample production of grains and fruits, but when they combine with astronomical influences, there is ample production of valuable stones and pearls. Grains and vegetables can sumptuously feed a man and animals, and a fatty cow delivers enough milk to supply a man sumptuously with vigor and vitality. If there is enough milk, enough grains, enough fruit, enough cotton, enough silk, and enough jewels, then why do the people need cinnamon, houses of prostitution, slaughterhouses, etc.? What is the need of an artificial luxurious life of cinema, cars, radio, flesh, and hotels? Has this civilization produced anything but quarreling individually and nationally? Has this civilization enhanced the cause of equality and fraternity by sending thousands of men into a hellish factory on the war field at the whims of a particular man? It is said here that the cows used to moisten the pasturing land with milk because their milk bags were fatty and the animals were joyful. Do they not require, therefore, proper protection for a joyful life by being fed with sufficient quantity of grass in the field? Why should men kill cows for their selfish purposes? Why should man not be satisfied with grains, fruits, and milk, which combined together can produce hundreds and thousands of palatable dishes? Why are there slaughterhouses all over the world to kill innocent animals? Maharaj Parisi, grandson of Maharaj Yudhisthira, while touring his vast kingdom, saw a black man attempting to kill a cow. The king at once arrested the butcher and chastised him sufficiently. Should not a king or an executive head protect the lives of the poor animals who are unable to defend themselves? Is this humanity? Are not the animals of a country citizens also? Then why are they allowed to be butchered and organized slaughterhouses? Are these the signs of equality and fraternity, of nonviolence? Therefore, in contrast with the modern, advanced, civilized form of government, an autocracy like Maharaj Yudhisthira is by far superior to so-called democracy in which animals are killed, and a man less than animal is allowed to cast votes for another less than animal man. We are all creatures of material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the Lord Himself is the seed-giving Father, and material nature is the mother of all living beings in all shapes. Thus, mother material nature has enough foodstuff both for animals and men. By the grace of the Father Almighty, Sri Krishna, the human being is the elder brother of all living beings. He is endowed with intelligence more powerful than the animals for realizing the course of nature and the indications of the Almighty Father. Human civilizations should depend on the production of material nature without artificially attempting economic development to turn the world into a chaos of artificial greed and power only for the purpose of artificial luxury and sense gratification. This is what the life of dog can offer.
Some men have killed their own children. Is it not? Even cats and dogs do not do this. Although they give birth at a time, half a dozen children, they still are not anxious to kill them. I am coming in 1 minute.
Please sit there.
Why you are there?
I must leave.
Huh?
I must leave. Thank you.
Please. Give him some food.
There's so much mismanagement in different parts of the world that there's so many revolutions now in all parts of the world, including India, Africa, and even the United States. There's so many problems based on the fact that their food grains and milk supply are not being supplied nicely or distributed nicely. But supposing that there's a demand that there should be good management for it, how these things should be distributed properly, by what system, so that people can get these things in a way that they can become God-conscious and at the same time have their
God-consciousness does not depend on distribution of food. It depends on cultural education. It does not mean that one who has got enough food is God-conscious. Then the food distribution is not one of the conditions for becoming God. That is wrong for it. If people are given sufficient food, they will become godsons. That is not. But people advance this theory that we are now economically distressed. We cannot turn our attention to godsons. That is a wrong thing. God consciousness does not depend on any material things.
Earlier you have said that nature provides each species its foodstuff, but another species does it demand to see that it's immediately attainable, but man has to work for it. And he has to wait for the fruits of his labor. Why is that nature's arrangement?
Nature's arrangement in this material world, he cannot eat without work. Even if you are a lion is considered to be the most powerful animal. He has to capture one animal. He cannot think that let me sleep and the animal will come automatically in my mind.
You have to watch. This is natural. So that work is simple work. If you have got land, one has got land, you just work little and it will produce a food grain. And the food grains will give food to the animal and man. The animal cow, he'll eat the grass and he'll take the grains. Why should he kill the animal? We haven't got to arrange for his food. He produces, ready, the plant, and it is dry, it is good for animals. And he takes the grains. Why should he kill him? And he will deliver it. If you protect his life, he will give you nice money. So you keep animals, cows, and grow food grains, then your food problem is solved. So if your food problem is solved, and your crop problem is solved, then where is your economic necessity?
Then you save time
and cultivate Krishna consciousness. The real business will be how to calculate, how to become advanced in God consciousness. That the animal cannot do. You are claiming more intelligence than the animals. So use your intelligence in this way. Don't spoil day and night for your economic development. So-called economic development means as soon as you become stout and strong, then sense gratification. Then you cultivate the culture of nudism. But Los Angeles beach, beach for nudism.
One morning, one nude man was running.
Huh?
While you were walking one morning, one nude man was running.
Don't pretend to.
Yeah, there's a beach like that. I'm going to go to the beach also. Nude beach.
So, without God consciousness, when there is no cloth, then economic development. And when there is formation of love. You find this verses from Bhagavad Gita. Amanitam adambittam ahimsa kanti ajava.
Amanitam adambittam ahimsa kanti ajava. Acharyopatanam tosham stayam atmavinikava. Indvidateshu bhagyam anahankara eva cha janma mityu jara vyadi dukhado pranudarshanam asaktir anabhi asaktir anabhi svanka sukhadara viharishu nityam cha samachitatmam Ishtanisto papatisu Mai jananya yogena Bhaktyaya vyabhikarini Vivikta desha devitmam Avitir janatam sadi Adhyatma vyana nityatvam Tattva vyana karta darsanam Ikas vyana kiti puktam Avyana yada tonyata.
This is knowledge. Vita vyana. The items prescribed by Krishna. That is knowledge. and everything is known out.
Humility, privateness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, and self-control, renunciation of the object of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease, non-attachment to children, wife, home, and the rest, and even-mindedness amidst pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, resorting to solitary places, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth, all these I thus declare to be knowledge.
It is knowledge, part of knowledge.
And what is contrary to these is ignorance.
There are 18 or 20 items of knowledge. The human society is not interested with those 18 items, as they are simply interested in so-called economic development, technology, mental circulation. That is ignorance. That is not knowledge. They do not know what is knowledge. That's why the first item is, what is that? Aman is some
humility.
Humility. So he is teaching. Where is this school? Teaching humility. This is the first type. Then next.
Adam becomes pridelessness.
Prideless. Everyone is pride. Then?
Ahimsa, non-violence.
These are the first three steps towards the path of knowledge, and he is practicing. Nobody is practicing. You are professor of? You are professor. What is
your name? Yes, I'm a professor in religious studies.
What is your definition of religion?
I think religion has mostly to do with the kinds of questions people ask.
Mm-hmm.
Religion is the attempt to answer questions about who am I, and who is God, and how do I relate to God.
That's good. That is good. So, do the people in general know what is God?
People in general, today, most people have an idea, but they don't all agree. So I don't think you can't say they all have an idea of God, but they all believe they do.
Well, believing is the kind of thing. You can't believe anything, but God is one. So God is there, you believe or not believe. That's right. the president of your state is there, one may say, I don't believe in him. That does not mean there is no prejudice. Generally, a foolish man can say that there is no God, but that does not mean there is no God. There is God. Now, he is a God.
Who is God?
That's right. In your state, everyone knows there is a president. Mm-hmm. One can inquire, who is now president? Is it not natural?
Everyone knows who the president is.
No. Knows or not knows. Suppose I am a foreigner. I know.
Oh, yes.
That there is a president. Then I can ask, who is your president?
Right.
That is natural. So, first of all, the believers, they know that there is God. Now the next question is, who is God? That is advanced knowledge.
Many answers.
Huh?
Certainly, lots of people have different answers.
Oh, yes, president is one, and everyone knows he is one. Why there is lots of advantages they do not know? If there is, just like now Mr. Ford is president, so nobody can say, now Mr. John is president. Mr. Ford is president. You cannot say Mr. John is president, Mr. such and such is president. I suggest, I may be like that. Oh, why me? Actually, Mr. Ford is president. One who says maybe like this, he does not know who is the president. As soon as he says, God may be like this, that means he does not know what. There cannot be different description of God. God is one. One must know He is as one. That is education. Now we are teaching that. There is God, Krishna. Now it is up to you to test whether Krishna is God or not God. But if you know what is God, then you have to accept Krishna.
If you know who is God, accept it?
If you know what is God, then you accept Krishna is God.
Oh.
If you do not know actually what is God, then you deny. Or if you deny, then present who is God. If you know, then you'll have to say, I do not know what is God. So anyone who is trying to study religion and God, they should try to understand our philosophy, this Krishna.
Professor says they have
Bhagavad Gita
in the college.
Oh. He has got this? I got this,
Yes. In the library.
You can... Have you ever read our Guru Bhagavad
Gita? I have read it, yes.
According to Vedic understanding, Krishnattu Bhagavan Sam. You understand Sanskrit?
No.
Krishna, there are
description of the incarnation, there is name of Krishna, then it is summarized. Find out this verse. Iti chansukala pumsat krishnastu bhagavan sayam indrari bhakulam lupa mrayanti divejige.
Eti chamsakala punsa krishna tu bhagavan svayam indrari yakulam lokam mitrayanti yuge yuge. All of the above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheist. The Lord incarnates to protect the thief.
So now the Lord has incarnated in the form of Hare Krishna sound to deliver the atheist. The world is full of atheists. Therefore, this movement is there.
It's like the story about the blind man and the elephant. I think a lot of people know one incarnation and think that that is all of God.
Mm-hmm.
They do not know that that is only one incarnation, or it's only one manifestation.
No. Incarnations, there are many. Many incarnations. There is a bus there. But Krishna is the origin of incarnation. He is the original source of all. Krishna to Bhagavan Sarva. As your teacher, a brilliant, so try to understand this Krishna philosophy.
I went to many different colleges and universities, and I could see that the professors are very much argumentative. They like to argue. They like to debate. So I tried to start one debating program.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to start one debating program.
Debating?
Debating.
Debating.
Debating. So that they could come and they could bring their philosophy. And I told them that I could show them their philosophy and how it was effective from the Bhagavad Gita. I want to know if this is a good program for the university.
What is the philosophy?
There were some engineers that came, and they said that everything that we see manifested in this material world is made by the engineers.
So Krishna is the greatest engineer?
Yes.
We say that. But ask the professor that you are engineer, you are not so fast. There is another big engineer who has done it. So God means you try to understand who is the biggest engineer.
They say that all the highways and all the nice buildings
and all the oceans. Here is the highway and there is the ocean. It is important. He might have created this highway, but another engineer has created that ocean. side by side. So he will get greater credit.
They say that there is a limited amount of resources on this planet. Unless we use the resources wisely, then they will all be used up. They say that there is very limited amount, so therefore they must be careful.
But this, who supplied the resources of resources? They say that water is combination of hydrogen and oxygen. So where from this hydrogen oxygen supply can?
There is another group, they call themselves Zero Population Growth.
Huh?
So their idea is that there are too many people on this planet. So therefore, either they want to, what they want to do is that they want to increase the number of deaths.
Death.
Yes. So they increase the number of births. It is called zero population growth. And they're actually thinking
about, and who is going to decrease the population of the mosquito? It is increasing. This means real business they are forgetting.
So in every school they have so many organizations. It's a good idea that you could have the baking program project along with...
Yes, let them study another line of education. Just like there is religious section. It has nothing to do with the engineering. But there is section. Similarly, in religious section or in another section, these things should be studied. Bhagavad. That is good. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad.
Thank you for the talk.